KIOA News Time, 546. With a rich payload of ancient rocks, Apollo 15 astronauts Scott and Irwin blasted off from the moon this afternoon at 12:11 Iowa time. The countdown went perfectly and sounded like this.
99 Pearl.
Liftoff.
Automatic.
They're on automatic pilot. They're doing 10 miles an hour at 40 feet. And that music is coming from space. The Air Force song.
The moon explorers are making their final cleanup aboard the Lunar Lander Falcon now, and in a short time will return to the command ship. Later tonight, the lander will be sent crashing to the moon's surface, and then it's homeward bound. It's 79 degrees in Greater Des Moines.
There's a lot of talk these days about our credit card society. And you know, if you don't overdo it, it's really a good thing.
You don't need us. We need you.
Central National Bank.
Starting today, certain students who have completed a driving course in driver's education will be excused from taking a driver's test. Donald Corrick, chief of driver's education for the Department of Public Instruction, tells KIOA News.
Examiners may, at their discretion, waive the driving test for students presenting a certificate of completion within 30 days following completion of course, and who have met all requirements for licensing other than the driving test, except such waiver shall not be applicable to students whose birthday falls on the 1st, 13th, or 24th of any month.
And Corrick says students whose birthdays fall on those dates will be required to pass a driver's test. And he says this process should result in waiving about 90% of the driver's tests for students. All written tests remain in effect. A woman struck and killed by a car this noon at the intersection of 9th and Walnut. She was 57-year-old Mrs. Mary Louise Morris of 2010 South Union. Driver of the turning auto, Richard Dean Harrison of 3814 77th Street of Windsor Heights, charged with failure to yield the right of way. Governor Robert Ray says 13 Iowa highway supervisors will be getting a maintenance allowance which is designed to keep them from a pay cut. The patrolmen are affected by an order from the state safety commissioner which takes away their daily pay for meals, $3.75. Collins Radio Company of Cedar Rapids selected by the state to supply equipment for a new statewide computer network. The computer system is being set up to keep automobile traffic and criminal justice records. It's called a traveling library, but it doesn't travel. It belongs to the state of Iowa. Its acting director, J. Morris Trevelyan, tells us that back in the early 1900s, books were sent out by rail shipment from Des Moines to outlying districts that had no library, thus the name traveling library. We asked Trevelyan what the procedure is now for the so-called traveling library.
We serve the public libraries in several different ways. Our primary function is utilizing federal funds that come into the state for public library service. And we have established a network of 7 library systems covering the entire state, and the public libraries join these to get materials that they cannot afford on their own. And some of the larger communities, we fund them to the extent that we have funds available from the federal government.
And Trevelyan says the traveling library also provides a teletype network between the major public libraries and the college libraries, which can make a certain book available to a particular area that doesn't have it. By a one-vote margin, the Senate has approved a $250 million government-guaranteed loan to Lockheed. Railroad and union negotiators have reached tentative agreement on a new contract ending a selective strike which has tied up 10 major lines. A helicopter pilot says more than 500 bald and golden eagles were illegally shot in Wyoming and Colorado during the past year as a means of predator control. In sports, the Iowa Oaks continue tonight in Denver against the Bears. The San Francisco Warriors have changed their name to the Golden State Warriors. They'll play all home games next season in the Oakland Coliseum. The Los Angeles Dodgers have reactivated catcher Bill Sedakis. He had been out for a month and a half with an injured knee. The greater Des Moines weather, mostly clear tonight through tomorrow night. Lows tonight in the mid-50s. Tomorrow highs near 80 with an almost 100% chance of fair weather. Lows tomorrow night in the mid-50s. Now in Des Moines, partly cloudy, 79 degrees. For KIOA News, this is Del Monaco.
I'm gonna leave. You want me to stay? Nothing.